From Brisbane to Hobart and Sydney to Darwin, Australia's Fijian community is glued to the shocking television footage of flattened villages, damaged lives and people in need of help. Krista Pickering is in Perth.
I still haven't heard from some of my family. We're all sort of just sitting back and waiting and waiting, obviously with communication down. It's just been heartbreaking that you're not there, you know, to be with them in one of the hardest moments that Fiji has ever faced.
The Fijian community in Western Australia is more than 1,500 strong. Krista Pickering is its president, and she's not the only one who's not been able to contact relatives.
Everyone's really devastated. Everyone's really upset. Everyone's really sad. Everyone's really, you know, getting together as well. People are offering to donate bedding, linen, you know, whatever that needs to go.
Jonah Korotomana is managing donations from the Fijian community in Darwin, whilst juggling work commitments which in the last few days have taken him to Lajamanu on the edge of the Tanami Desert.
We managed to set up the account on Monday with a traditional credit union, the Indigenous Bank, only Indigenous Bank in Australia. And I was in the paper as well on the Tuesday. So the drive is already started. But the story from our families back in Darwin in the Northern Territory, they kept flooding me with stories, text message and a call. Some of them, they managed to get in touch with their families. And it's just devastating story.
With so many of those affected by Cyclone Winston living in remote areas, the full scale of the humanitarian task is still emerging. The Red Cross says Australians are showing wonderful generosity, giving more than $700,000 to its appeal so far. When so many have lost their homes, more will be needed. Fiji's High Commissioner in Canberra, Yogesh Punja, is taking a strategic approach.
Our people have very big hearts, but not necessarily the deepest pockets. So we are encouraging our people to work their networks.
By drawing on Fiji sporting connections, Mr. Punja has been able to arrange a fundraiser at Friday night's rugby league game between the Brumbies and the Hurricanes. After a meeting with the Parramatta Eels, more NRL help is at hand.
The Parramatta Eels have also given us a green light to do a program there. And in that case, there are people shaving heads, signed rugby boots, being auctioned and all that. So awareness-wise, we'd like to reach the greater Australian public, but on the same token, our people are the conduit for this approach.
The big Fijian communities in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne have more events planned. Joelle Ravulala is president of the Sydney-based Aussie Fiji Volunteers Association.
The Sydney community has had a tremendous outpouring of giving. It's overwhelming. Back in 2012, we did the Cyclone Evan. I thought the response there was massive. But this one, because of the help of social media like Facebook, that has surpassed our expectation.
The Fiji High Commission has plans to send two sizes of Australian-made timber and aluminium temporary shelters. Yogesh Punja says cash donations are preferred to goods, but good quality, usable items are welcome.
We have been very lucky to get as many as 50 containers being shipped to Fiji free of cost. Right now, there are a couple of containers going in with some foods and emergency type material that's going across, and the government will decide where to distribute that. Long term, we would like to send houses, which is the kit homes. In a 40-foot container, you can load as many as 70 houses.
So will they be bought from donated money, or how will they be obtained?
Yes, it's a combination. The idea is to get corporates to sponsor, two houses, five houses. They cost anywhere between 2,000 Australian to as much as 4,000 Australian. So we are now trying to do a campaign of showcasing how important these temporary shelters are for our people.